This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
It's a Tuesday boom. 11 o'clock. Tuesday morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. 11:01 on your clock, just to check and make sure you're where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be. Are you on time? Are you in place? Are you where you're supposed to be? We appreciate you hanging out for the next 2 hours. And there's lots to talk about. And in the space that we're in, right? We say thank you often. The Sarter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685 is the Sarter Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can. You should. Say what's up. Don't just scream at us from the car. Don't just wave from the street. Say what's up so we can actually have a conversation. Appreciate you for doing that. You can follow on all the live video streams. Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961 if you want to be fancy. Amazon Prime, but download the Ticket app, please, so you have it. Again, it's busy times, and there's a lot coming, so I want you to have access to it, please, so you can take us where you, wherever you are, take us with you. We don't have issue, right? Don't want issue. Don't want you missing out on anything. We don't want to be missing from anything. Bach, who makes this happen for us here in the Tuesday hours of one-on-one?
Well, hour number one is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication service since 1901. That's a long time. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answer. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
I need for them to do something with like the play Hamilton. Like, I need for them to do something with it so I can jam with it a little bit. Did you ever see that, Bach?
Not seen it yet. I know I'm behind. I probably should by now.
Yeah, Bach. Yeah. It's American history.
Yeah.
American history. Good stuff. It's good entertainment.
With some dancing and singing and
dancing
fun, right?
And hip hop. They did a little, there's a lot of tribute. There's a lot of tipping of the cap to hip hop in the rap game. Some of the storytelling. They said, well, what American hero would be closely identified with hip hop culture? And Alexander Hamilton, who an immigrant who who went through a lot in his life before he got to America. And then he helped build America in several different ways. And of course, it is the great American tragedy, because he lived hard young, did a lot for the revolution and the building of America, and then, you know, died in a duel in New York. And Aaron
back
Burr.
Back when that's how they settled things, right?
Well, yeah. You know, he did such a great job of explaining there's a 10-rule commandment for duel, 10-rule duel commandment, and he goes through it, right? And the fact that his son was also lost in this, right, to the very same thing, and the precursor of him knowing that, you know, he saw his death, and it's a big part of it. And his writings he saw his death because he lived at such a high nonstop pace that there was no way that he was going to live long. And I mean, that's an American tale, that in those days, people didn't live long. So when you find the forefathers who lived a long time, they beat not only beat the system, you know, it's a story and a story and a story. So it's always, and it's, I thought it was really good music, some great ballads, some great dancing, of course, right? There's some, you know, and then recognizing, I've told the story, I think I've told the story on air, that in finding out, so for the various TED Talks, you have to do some investigative history, right? You got to dive down. There has to be some data point to your story that connects it. And I was trying to find out who my father was, who my biological father was. And in that, you become educated on how the science works, and it takes you back in history, and you understand how many grandparents you have. Right. So we think that we, you know, we have four grandparents, but then for every generation, that number doubles because, you know, it doubles. That's the nature of it. But in my research, in the investigation, they found out that I share direct relatives with common ancestors with 19 U.S. presidents, which is what started. And then I found out it's actually 32 at last count. And where if you go back six generations, and it only takes six generations for me to get to these presidents, most of them are within the third generation of, like, a third great-great-great-grandparent shares with these presidents. But in it, it goes back to telling the story of some of the first casualties in the American Civil War. And I am from, of course, Arlington, Virginia, right across the Potomac from D.C., the bridge, the great connector, right, that sitting across the Potomac. Back in the 1800s, there was a moment at a hotel in Alexandria, Virginia, that the Confederacy took the hotel and they raised the flag, the Confederate flag, to the top, on the rooftop of the hotel. And some military went to President Lincoln and said, hey, here's the thing you might want to pay attention to. They're right across the river, right? You know, is that a thing? He, of course, sends military across the bridge. And they go over to recapture the hotel. They sent a group up, the very first group who went up into the hotel to the rooftop, captured the flag on the way down the stairs. And again, this is pre-elevator days. Down the stairs, at the bottom of the stairway, that soldier was shot and killed. One of the very first casualties of the American Civil War. The person that was shot was my fourth cousin.
Wow.
In a strange twist of fate, the person that shot my fourth cousin was also my fourth cousin. So, you know, I quickly accepted, like, whatever happens in America, I can't finger point. Like, I can't blame anybody for my people did it. Like, good or bad. And it just changes. It's an interesting perspective, right? You just go, I can't blame anybody for anything, because I know, because of the history and tracking of it, you find out historically, especially being from Virginia, that so much of the connection and family, and how many of them are directly related, how many of them are cousins of some sort. Again, a smaller pool, population pool to work from, a more connected era, right? And so you just go, geez, weirdo. Like, don't finger point. It there's no point. There's no point. Like, whatever people, like, I found out I am fifth cousins with Johnny Appleseed and Sacagawea, several presidents in the long way. So it's been a learning process, but it's really cool that Hamilton kind of triggered some of the learning, right? The lessons and the timetable. And you just go, wow,
Do they let you know too? Like, cause it's good to hear. I mean, that's awesome to learn that history about, you know, yourself and stuff. But did they let you know? Cause you kind of hinted on it there. Did they let you know if you're related to some notorious folks as well?
Oh, well, that was the thing. You go in to find out the good news, right? Well, all news was good news as far as I was concerned, right?
Yeah.
That I wanted to know who I was. And it's the weird thing of you always saying that, well, weird, you know, you always feel like there's more information. And you find out I'm fifth cousins with Aaron Burr, as we talk about it, right? That you can't just, if you seek information, you can't just seek good information. Like, that's not how information works. That's not how facts work. You can't only accept facts, good facts. No, your people did a thing, and it's okay.
Every family's got the uncle they're not
right.
proud of.
Right. Yeah. Like, I fully had to accept that, you know, it's pretty interesting, right? That learning the good and the bad. So I know, again, the generational divide, and going back, I know which of my grandparents were slave owners and which ones were the slaves that they reproduced with. Like, I know the house in Virginia, in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. I know the house and the address, Bach.
Wow.
I actually know the room in which this thing happened because it's a museum now.
Oh, okay.
It's a museum that people pay on weekends to come and visit and hear the stories of this family. And you have to just go, okay. Like, what do you say to your grandfather who in his time did a thing that was diabolical, but for whatever reason, he's still your grandfather. So how do you can't just, I'm going to write off. And I can't just accept the grandfathers who did things that I'm proud of. My humanity and my truth and my character means that I have to accept that in the bloodlines that I carry, there are people that were capable of this and that. And as soon as people, all people, accept that that's what it is, you become a much simpler, kinder person.
Yeah.
Right? When we go to the break, I'll find the actual thing that was sent to me by the societies. And there are these societies. There are crests, these family crests that exist. You learn all of it. And then you realize that in this value, in this journey of mine, I went through, this is what I found out. And Bach, it changed me. That this is how science works. That each, so you and I, with all the chains of DNA cells, et cetera, that you and I share 99.1% of the same identical DNA. You and I, me and Jake, me and Jay, me and Nick, we all share 99% of the same DNA. So if it's a book, each of us is a book of 1,000 pages. 990 of them are the same. Then on page 100, it gives this matrix of possibility for that extra 1%. Now, naturally, we should be curious that we can agree on 99% of things. It's just the 1%. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you're from, doesn't matter what religion you believe in, how much money you have, what your political beliefs are. We're all 99% the same. And if we ever get out of our own way and realize that we can meet in the 99% and then be curious about the 1%.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And it doesn't have to be venomous. Like, your 1% is weird. Of course it is. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. And you're supposed to be curious about it. Like, for all of your Iowa fans, hate to bust the bubble. You're 99% safe. The 1%, yeah, jokingly, I can say they were cursed. Right? Cowboy fans, we're 99% safe. They just, in their 1%, they have bad taste in NFL teams. Like, but that's the...
Now, is myself and LeBron James, are we 98% the same? Is there something he can next year?
You're 99. Bach, you and LeBron, for all the people that hate LeBron, guess what? He's 99% the same, identical to you.
Well, I was saying his athleticism, all that stuff that goes into it. I feel like maybe he's 98.5% maybe.
Isn't that really funny, right? Like, I find it funny in sports, right? That the two guys in the middle of the UFC octagon are 99% the same. But that 1%, oh, my goodness. What a difference it is, right? And you just say in a stadium, right, that it could be 90,000 people. And of the 90,000 people, they're 99% the same. And it's just, we get caught up in the silliness of it. Right, Ben, you're absolutely right. But that's the right way. So Ben says this on the text line. He goes, Jesus, what happened to the 1% that made Colorado fans act the way they do? mainly, it's because they don't recognize that Nebraska is family still. Your competitors. They're not rivals or villains. They're just competitors. And think about it. Most of the Colorado fans who are up there acting as they do didn't play the game, aren't connected to the game. They're just being angry. I said a thing a couple of days ago. Hurt people hurt people. Healed people heal people. If you've won a national title, you're a little bit more healed than the fan base that has it, because they have the hurt. Bach, as an Arizona Cardinals fan, you're waiting. You're waiting for that one. You're waiting for that part. That part of your 1% to be healed.
That's right.
Right. Like, it makes. That's what you're waiting for. Like, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you are just like, why do you forsake me? Heal my 1%. Allow me. Think about the Red Sox fans. For generations, they felt cursed. Cubs fans, they felt cursed.
Yeah.
They were in pain. Sports fans just, like, again, you guys know how I love my thirds. They're the third that understands what winning is and celebrate it in full. There's a third that has no idea. Their teams have never won the thing that they want to win. And then there's the middle folks. They're folks who have won, but it's been a minute. And then there's that part of those that haven't won, but they can't wait. They're simply cheering for the day that they will win. Right. And most of the people in that middle, that middle third, man, I'm telling you, like Patriots fans fully engaged in that top third until. And now they're back in the middle third. They go, wait a minute. We want to be in that other. We want to be in the championship third.
Well, that's what I appreciate, especially when I say this all the time. Nebraska basketball has one of the, you know, the highest every year attendance. And it's just amazing to me as a Nebraska basketball fan,
right,
that year after year after year after year, after we keep going, people show up and they cheer and they support. And what's been the payoff throughout the entirety of the time?
Yeah.
It hasn't, you know, you've had, you know, I'm not going to say you haven't won Big Eight. I mean, there's been moments, but it, not the big one, you know, not the big, which we don't even, you know, I think it was Coach Izzo said, you know, he doesn't, winning one game in the tournament doesn't do anything for him. He's won enough games. Like, that's not even, it's not even something he considers. And I'm over here as a Nebraska fan thinking, that's all I live for.
Like, you have to, you literally, I mean, there are people that it consumes so much of them. Oh, I found it. Okay. So here's the thing. So two things. Cubsker says this on the text. So what's up, DP? I'm related to a president on both sides of my family. My mom was related to Carter, and my dad was related to Ulysses S. Grant. I definitely need to see who else might be on there. Yes, you do. And Cubsker, guess what, bro? We're cousins. You and I are cousins. Like, you learn, and it's different degrees of relation, right? But I literally can tell you who the shared relative is when it comes to those presidents. Like, it's just, like, I know that Ulysses S. Grant is a cousin of mine. I also know that Jimmy Carter is as well. I'll read the story so you get the point of a reference. So Francis Brownell received the first Civil War Medal of Honor while fighting for the Union Army. And then I want you to meet Elmer Ellsworth, the first conspicuous casualty to die in the Civil War. James Jackson, known for flying, he flew the Confederate flag atop an Alexandria, Virginia hotel that Abraham Lincoln was informed about in D.C. He sent folks over. Elmer Ellsworth was killed. He was then immediately killed by Brownell. Those are both of my cousins. The first, and I actually have pictures of them. Bach. I'll show them to you on the break. But it's this is the thing, right? That sports is a connector. Sports is a connector. That's literally what it's for. That's why, all the way back to gladiator days, right, that people would get together and it would connect the community in an emotion. Ideally, it's a positive emotion. It is a character's tale, right? That there's a good person and a bad person fighting. Or two good people, right? Because in war, both soldiers are considered epic soldiers, right? Both are good. Both are fighting for good. Now, ultimately, they may or may not be. But the reality is, those are those countries or communities, right? Tribal communities, it's their best that meet. Hopefully, you can, again, meet on the bridge, in the middle of the bridge, and work out whatever you need to work out. But ultimately, they go to battle, and that's what it is. And people cheer. They cheer the victor. They cheer the effort. They cheer the competition. Sports does that. Like, if you want to know who Nebraska fans are, watch them when they get together to watch Husker athletics. That tells you what people gather for, what people run to, defines the community. And when you talk about high school Friday nights in Lincoln, in the state of Nebraska, each of those communities rally for themselves and each other, right? That's, you're proud of your community. You're proud of your colors. You're proud of the name, right? Because listen, the links carry a different meaning in Lincoln, right? And the newer schools have less heritage because the originator, the matriarch of all this is Lincoln High. And there's a pride factor involved for all the good things that happened at Lincoln High. Now, nobody who went to Lincoln High would tell you that everything that happened at Lincoln High was good. but they have ownership of it. You know what? We use that to get better. We use that to get smarter. We use that to get wiser. And the community rallies at those stadiums around the city and the state on Friday nights for community. You get together for sports. And sports does that. Sports and music do that as well as anything in our human makeup. And that's the beauty of sports. And that's why, like at a station like the Ticket, you get together to celebrate or commiserate or ponder or plan. Like, how can we get better? Like, are we proud of ourselves? Every Saturday, we get together to be proud of ourselves, right? As Husker fans, be proud of yourselves. And then ideally, Sunday night, we're prouder of ourselves. And then if we're not, okay, how are we going to get better? That's literally what sports is on a fold. And so it's been helpful for me to learn that, right? Ben says some would call Nebraska fans a prime example of battered wife syndrome, right? That Nebraska fans love. There is no fan base in all of college football that loves its football program in full like Nebraska. There is none. Now, there is also no football program in America whose fans carry the pain of their football program like Nebraska. And I'm telling you, I can say that from being at BYU where it is the thing. Let me tell you, Nebraska thinks it's the thing because there's no pro sports. BYU, when the church is involved, oh, brother, they will walk with it. 10 toes down. 10 toes down. It means a thing. Go to Texas and watch A&M, watch the Aggies and the Horns fight. Go to Montana and watch Montana and Montana State. But go and watch how they talk about it. It's different. Washington, Washington State. Oregon, Oregon State. USC, UCLA. But sports does the thing. It brings us together. And it holds up a really clear mirror to who the people are. It sports is a great mirror to show up and go, okay, this is who we are. And Nebraska football at its best is a wonderful thing for the people who stand in the mirror with it. When it's not that, the people stand in the mirror and the shoulders drop and the smile fades away and the people hurt. 23 days until August 28th. And it's spectacular to think about that Nebraska football it's deep, right? It is deep. It is to the core and the heart of. We all know that Sunday morning after a Husker football win, the weather's better, the food's better, the smiles are bigger, the hugs are bigger, they last longer, the high fives are more plentiful. We know. We know that. And that's what we want. That's what we want. And then the part of it, and this is literally my question to you, Bob. Do Nebraska fans deserve? Another championship run. Remember the folks who talk down about Nebraska football? Do they deserve another championship run? I know they want it. Do they deserve it?
I would say with the almost 80,000, you know, that show up week in and week out for the last 20 years, I think they deserve it.
Yep. Right? It's all a part of it. So we'll go to break. When we come back, I'll ask you. Bach, I'm going to ask you your five favorite things about Nebraska football. Your five favorite things. The things that when you think about Nebraska football, it helps tell the story about who you are and why you love it. Give me those things. Bach will give me those things when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.